You know, if you're not that strong, boleh jadi gila.
Berita 3 petang dari Wak. Saya Ri Sunaga. Sari Berita.
Hey everyone, I'm Ri Sunawan. I live with ALS and you're listening to Riz and Relax. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to Riz and Relax. So basically, I've shared my journey, the early part of my journey with ALS, how I was diagnosed and all at the last episode. So currently, as you guys know, I mean, as you are going through this difficult moment during this COVID-19 pandemic, I'm sure banyak yang, you know, stress at home, tertekan dengan kehidupan, you know, not able to go out and everything. I truly understand. I really hope you guys hanging there, you know. If I can do it, so can you. So basically, for people like me who is practically like 80% of your time, you know, bedbound, not being able to move around, it is much more difficult for patients in my condition, you know, like stroke patients, you know, disabled people who cannot move around, especially during the circuit breaker. My goodness, that is the most stressful moment of my life, I can say. I mean, you know, if you're not that strong, boleh jadi gila. You can slip into depression, but alhamdulillah, everything went smoothly and, you know, just like you guys, keep yourself busy, you know, reading up, watching TV, catching up on reading and whatever not, apart from work. My condition right now doesn't allow me to move that much because you need to transfer me to a wheelchair and then you need to someone to push me around. Prior to this, prior to the circuit breaker, my hands are pretty much strong. I'm able to control the motorized wheelchair. Thank you so much, guys, for those who have supported and contributed. But the sad thing about CB, this circuit breaker ni, dah lah tak boleh keluar kat rumah. Your physiotherapy center also closed. So rehab services is considered a non-essential service. So most of our, in fact, everything is closed. So for 2.5 to 3 months without being able to move, not able to go to physiotherapy, occupational therapy, it has affected the muscles a lot. It has made me much weaker, you know, tak bergerakkan tangan, kaki. So it has grown much weaker now and it is much more difficult to control my motorized wheelchair now. So that's my current condition at this point of time, you know. So yalah, circuit breaker ni, it affects everyone, all facets of life, the healthy ones, the non-healthy ones like us. It just makes it much worse, you know. If you feel stress, tertekan during this CB, well, at least you can go to the park, boleh pergi NTUC, boleh beli bubble tea. Thank you, producer. Boleh beli bubble tea, eh? Order bubble tea semua. Boleh pergi mana? Pergi Sing Siong, eh? Cuci mata atau jalan-jalan. But for people with disability, not able to move around, that it is much more harder to live through day by day, you know. Dah lah orang tak boleh datang visit, you don't have connection, you don't have much connection with the outside world. So that's pretty stressful for me. But okay, managed to pull it through. I'm glad that about 3 to 4 weeks ago, the therapy center has just reopened. So at least I'm able to go for my exercises once a week, even though it's much, much weaker now. Well, at least it gets to be moved around. Dapat juga bergerak keluar rumah, you know. Dapat shopping dekat pharmacy pun happy. Beli susu, beli ubat, you know. That are some of the small things that makes you happy. And even though it's very hard to reverse back to my original strength, it's I guess practically, I mean, almost impossible to be able to get back my previous strength. At least I get to exercise and move my muscles around. So I'm happy for that. And I really hope, just like many of you, I really hope services like rehab, services like physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy would not be made a non-essential service by the government. So should things get worse or should anything happen in the future, I hope, you know, people are still able to go for treatments, especially physiotherapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, because if you don't go for such treatments, your condition will just deteriorate so fast. Within 3 months, I'm practically much, much, much weaker as compared to before circuit breaker. Yep. So I really hope that doesn't happen lah again, should any crisis occur. So yep, thank you for the support, everyone, all this while. Hang in there. Things are slightly better, but of course, must always remember to take care of yourself, stay safe, you know, practice social distancing, don't go out if it's not necessary, you know. These are the things that you guys need to look out for lah. So jaga diri, jangan suka-suka, you know, buat perkara-perkara yang perhaps will just aggravate the situation more in Singapore. So I really hope things will get better. So banyakkan bersabar, hang in there, you know, do your part to make things better. And you know, if I'm able to, you know, at least live through this challenge, this pandemic, I'm sure you can too. So stay safe, everyone, and take care of yourselves. Thank you, drink.